So, I am here with Alan, who is one of the organisers of the fantastic Bear New Zealand Week that we've really just enjoyed. And I thought it'd be a really good chance just to ask him the question.
Yep.
What was your highlight of the week?
It's a very tough one because there's so many. This whole entire week has just been phenomenal. I don't think it could have actually gone any better. All of the events were huge sellouts. The guys that came over from Australia and from America really fitted in with all the locals. I think probably for myself personally, the highlight. Can I have two highlights?
You may have two highlights.
Thank you very much. The Tri Nations dance party on the Saturday night with Tim McLoon, Matt Effect, and James Louis was probably one of the most fun parties we've ever organised. To see so many guys of all different shapes, sizes, ages, all getting on together, having a great time on the dance floor. It kind of proves to you that despite what people might say out there, there is a form of gay community out there for people.
Absolutely.
And it was great to see that even it is, you know, to pumping dance music, it's still there.
I know. It was a really good night because, you know, it really peaked up nice and fast, and everybody was either dancing or having a drink and a chat, and I thought that that as a community event, if there was a wide representation of people, and it was really, really
and people
good
were
fun.
Mingling. It wasn't just like all in one corner, there's all the twinks in there, and there's all the bears over there, and there's all the muscle Marys over there. It was a really good blend. And the other highlight I think was the day trip, the Karangahake day trip, which we did on the Wednesday. Because that was our first ever day trip, and we've never done one before. And in the past couple of Bear New Zealand weeks, people had asked for something to do during the day.
Yep.
And it, despite it being damp, and it was a little bit rainy, and the traditional New Zealand wet summer kicked in, it was just a really good time to spend away with a good group of guys and showing them around a bit of New Zealand.
And it was a definite highlight because you had... not only did we get to see like beautiful native New Zealand rainforesty sort of, I'm assuming it's rainforest.
But I'm assuming too.
There was lots of trees, but there was also these caves. And if you've never seen glowworms, it's just amazing to be inside this perfectly dark room that doesn't have people moaning, groaning, and grunting. And to look up and see these
not
stars.
A whiff of amyl anywhere. It was incredible.
It was amazing. So we communed with nature. But the other thing is that you also organised another day trip onto what has been a... I don't know when the last time that volcano erupted, but I've never been inside a volcano.
That was to Rangitoto Island. It's a very new, relative term, new island. It's only popped up about 600 years ago. And it's a dormant volcano. But again, a lot of the interesting thing with that one was that there was a lot of locals who went on that trip who've never done Rangitoto either.
Yep.
So it wasn't just a case of just all the Australians going up for the day trip. There was a lot of locals who took a day off work to go up there because they've never done it before.
And I think that it's easy to do that if you're living in a country that's got certain things. You may never experience the stuff, and it's great that you're able to, you know. Yeah. And there were a couple of locals there that I was walking with who were so proud and showing off New Zealand. And if I was to say anything about it, that... getting to New Zealand has been so overwhelmingly welcoming, you know, that you guys were fantastic and all of the people that we were meeting just met us with open arms. It was really good.
I think there's a certain respect thing that I think if you've made it all the way to New Zealand, which is a rock in the middle of nowhere, you might as well be welcomed with open arms. You've made it this far, so congratulations.
Because your accent's not from New Zealand, is it?
Oh, did you guess that? Yeah. I'm an Irish boy originally, but I moved here just over 8 years ago now. But now I'm a Kiwi citizen. So
fantastic.
And now I love it. Love New Zealand. Love promoting New Zealand. I mean, I'm probably one of the biggest Kiwi supporters out there. So to have all of the publicising Bear New Zealand and publicising New Zealand as well, it's really kind of... I can't even put it into words. It's just a phenomenal experience for me to do this.
That's excellent. And just as a little roundup question, because we are the Healthy Bear, it's important to know, what does being a bear mean to you?
Oh, okay, you should have told me this one before. what does a bear mean to me?
Do you get from the community that you don't get from other communities?
It's a brethren. It's kind of a feeling that you are within a group of people who don't conform to what is the gay clique DNA magazine stereotype. I think it's just being guys who like guys being guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you very much, Alan. And I have to say a big congratulations to both you and Grant and, oh, who else did we have?
Paul and Will and Dave. Yeah.
It really has been the most amazing effort. And guys, seriously, if you are looking for a holiday, if you are considering this, Bear New Zealand is going to happen in 2013, right?
It definitely will be happening, yeah.
Fantastic. And look, I will definitely be coming back, and I hope that some of you guys might consider it as well. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.